When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
This life is not here to make you suffer. This life is here to make you understand what is your potential. Maybe there is something bigger that you can become. This is also meaning, discover your potential.
You may be frustrated with where you are right now, but think about the story that you can tell later when you're where you want to be. If you're working some shitty job right now, or you're broke, or you're in debt, or you just got fired, it sucks right now. But one day, this will be a chapter of your life that you'll not only be grateful for, but one that you can use to inspire other people. So before you start feeling sorry for yourself, remind yourself of the story that you're going to tell later. Knowing how far you've come and being able to tell that story is going to be worth whatever you're going through right now.
You got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one,
it's like, forget it. Forget it. Fucking fear.
And you barrel through it. And when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever thought possible.
You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try.
Dreams have a purpose, but those dreams are not necessarily to be fulfilled. They are a vehicle that gets you moving.
Very easy to stay in that realm of comfort with the people at the bottom, but you'll never fly high enough. You may have to go at it alone, and you may be your only supporter, but that's okay, because that's the most important supporter. That's the one that you can rely on to put in the work every single day, despite what you're going through, because it's hard to rely on people, especially ones who don't see the vision.
This is one of the best questions, I think, to ask yourself when faced with a decision, which is, what would you tomorrow want you today to do?
You might be dealing with a lot right now, and it might be easier to hide and run from it all. Don't. Embrace the storm. Let it harden you, because on the other side of the struggle is a version of you that is stronger, healthier, and more unstoppable than you ever thought possible. Running away from the challenge won't get you anywhere, but showing up for yourself, even when it's hard, will. Stay strong. You got this.
There's a self in you that wants to come out, that's there, that's buried within, that will feel better. When we bring it out, we feel better. The lower self is our animal nature. When you're bringing out the higher self, you're becoming human. Your lower self is your addictions. You're always wanting something easy and fast and quick. And when you indulge in that, you don't feel good. You want to bring out that higher self. And I want you to confront that and not deny it anymore and see that that's in you. It's in everyone. It's not like every human has it. It's extremely democratic.
Ultimately, happiness comes down to the decision of choosing to become aware of our mental afflictions or choosing to be ruled by them. This is what hard feels like. Did you think the thing that you wanted to try and achieve was going to be easy? No. Okay. So what's the entry price of trying to achieve this thing? Well, it's hard. Like, you are here to be challenged by things. This is what hard feels like.
You can be very grateful for what it is you have right now and still be ambitious with goals and dreams and visions that you want for yourself. And in fact, being grateful is part of being happy along the journey. Being happy along the journey takes three components. It takes gratitude, it takes a mission, and it takes discipline. And if you have those three things operating in your being, you're going to be happy along the way. That's reality.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged, do it anyway.
Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency and their intensity. Life is not just watching the clock tick away. Life is a collection of experiences, their intensity, their frequency. Whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences.
Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, because the human mind is not going to make you happy. This brain of yours won't do it. You have to direct it. And there's no worse fate than to achieve everything and not be fulfilled.
There are a lot of voices in life trying to define us, tell us who we are. Sometimes they're uplifting, a parent telling us that we're talented, we can do great things. Other times they're negative. You're not attractive. There's nothing special about you. You made too many mistakes. You missed your chance. When you listen to all these voices, it's easy to think, who's telling the truth? Who am I? Here's the key. The only voice that matters is your voice.
The fastest way to change your life is to start keeping the promises you make to yourself. You chose this, and even though it might be hard, you still owe it to yourself to see it through. Don't live with regret. Put it all on the line and let it play out the way it's supposed to. The last thing you want to do is wonder what if. Don't give yourself that option. Make it happen now.
Thank you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.